And that fertilizer from those cows droppings, you see. And Lord, we'd planted in turnips. And then when we'd plant the turnip seed, you know what we'd do? We'd go out there in the pasture and cut a tree down and hitch a pair of mules to it and sweep those seed in. We didn't rake them in, we swept them in.
Did you ever hear of the fenced-in place called the cow pen or milk gap?
Yeah, the cow pen is where the cows stayed, where you milked the cows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about place for hogs?
Well, we always had a hog lot,
mm-hmm.
place separate, place where there's generally a pond in it, where you wouldn't have to water them, keep them kind of separate across from the house, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about chickens? Where would they be kept?
That big chicken yard, big chicken house, big smoke house, the whole 25 head of big hogs, hams and shoulders. We'd smoke them with hickory.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd kill these hogs that dress about 250 pounds, and so we could use up the waste. And our papa's sister always come and spent the winter with us in hog killing time. And we'd kill these big hogs, and we'd cook up the hog lard and have cracklings, you know, from them. And then we'd make sausage, had a big sausage mill, and we had a stuffer where we'd stuff them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get these sheep stuff out of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And this hopping we'd put in there and come down, and Lord, it's just like a sausage you see in a store, but it'd run out, you know. And then we'd put them up in the two-story smokehouse,
mm-hmm.
and smoke them with green hickory wood. And boy, you talking about smelling, you'd eat those things after you'd smoked them while you'd eat them raw.
Where would you keep the baby chickens, the mother hen and the...
Well, we had a big chicken yard. We had a nice, my mother, we had a nice chicken house,
mm-hmm.
and we had nests put all in a row. Mm-hmm. And board partition, you know, a nest in all the way around. Then we had a regular little yard for the little chickens,
mm-hmm.
and had coops,
mm-hmm.
coops all over the backyard with so many hens with chickens, and she'd hover them and keep them at night. And in the mornings, if we'd want to let them out, the weather's good, we'd just go out there and put a block under there, and that old hen would go off with the chickens scratching. Mm-hmm. And we raised turkeys too. We raised 40 head of brown turkeys one year. Great big fine turkeys.
Mm-hmm. What, you mentioned you've worked with cotton some of them. When you get out there and you sort of thin the cotton out, what do you say you're doing?
Well, you hoe your cotton with it, go in there and chop it out about that wide apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ply it.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of plows were there?
Oh, the turning plow, single stock, double shovel. A turning plow is where it turns a lot off. You want to bar it. Say here's a row here and it's getting grass, and you bar it off and it throw the dirt that away and that away, and that leave you there up on that bar. You chop it, and then you come along and dirt it up with a single stock plow,
mm-hmm.
a plow and a sweep, you see, or with a double shovel. It had two plows that went along,
mm-hmm.
like this, set this away.
What about something that had a lot of teeth in it and would break up the ground finer than a plow?
Harrow.
Uh-huh. Were there different kinds of those?
Oh, yeah. There's homemade harrows, there's store-bought harrows, there's section harrows where you'd have one behind the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, you'd have a harrow, and then you'd have a chain and chain it to that, and you'd have a section harrow.
Mm-hmm.
Cover lots. Then you have a good pair of mules, but now, Lord, with all the machinery, well, sure, they just get over. They can get over 40 acres while we're getting 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
now.